Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon Saga. I go by the name of Yeah. That's Yahweh Supreme, in case you didn't know. I'd like to take you through the experience of my office. You know, Babylon is like that land that we're gonna leave one day. Some of us gonna get promoted, some gonna be fired. Well, let me reintroduce you to the flying straight from Judah. One of the 12 tribes, all gather, all rise as we gather around the water cooler. As we discuss the Exodus and all the things that Egypt still doing to us, dead Jacob still say it's the land of the beautiful. Been here over 20 years of knowledge for me to grow. This heart's food is here crying. And every time I look in the paper, all I see is Babylon keep on downsizing. Man, I found a new gig, new strategy. Sure to have all my co-workers getting mad at me. Found wisdom, knowledge, and integrity. Try to get my people after all they do is laugh at me. They just blew a lamb, getting led to the slaughter. While the wicked stay hungry, stay placing their orders. Gotta leave the job before it's set. Don't fight it, cause we quiet this. Be my desire, so my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know. But so see,
they don't really know about
you. New cars, new frames, no doubt. Her watch and chain, but
they don't really know about you.
Who's this? Who's that? What's that? Still crack, who raps? But
they don't really know about you.
My hat, my clothes, my dough, they know. But so see,
they don't really know about
you. Just a pack up, just to hire y'all's new employer. 2 week notice, I'm gonna make a mora. It's the land of idolatry, wickedness and squares and 2 weeks. You notice that I ain't here. They try to convince me and say that the job is better, whatever. My people ride for me through any endeavors up to my stony heart. And it changes for me, and so everybody try to take one kind of weakness. They feel convoying. Say you ain't gonna do that. Give them a couple months and he'll be back. But I don't argue with no fool. See, my demeanor strikes me cool. Maybe you'll understand if you just follow by the rules. It's a boring nation, the reason you stuck in the same space. So praise the mighty God and watch your wicked start decaying. But it's coming from me, so you know they go ignore it. Ignore it, it doesn't matter what day they'll meet my floor. Because my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know. But so see,
they don't really know about
you. New cars, new frames, no belt, no watch and chain. But
they don't really know about you.
Shalom, shalom, giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. It's a beautiful blessing to be able to see another great day, to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that he has set for his people. My name is Moray Obadiah Israel, at the House of Israel, located at 1907 Vine Street. Standing in for the Elder Moray here at the House of Israel, Moray Ishaya Yisrael. And this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, glory, and praises unto the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now who is Yah? Well, Yah is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is the lawgiver, Yahweh is the judge, and Yahweh is the king, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, glory, and praises unto the Holy One of Israel. And this evening, we plan on taking your questions, because we know there's a lot of questions that Israel may have, and we being servants of the Most High are here to answer your questions that are related to thus saith Yah. Because Yahweh has a few questions for his people, and Yahweh asks questions. And I know a lot of people may be befuddled at just what we are and what we stand for. Well, this is a good time and a good season to ask your questions. I know a lot of people are dressed up today, and they got their mask on, and they got their bags going out there trying to get them some candy, some treats, and they knocking on doors saying, trick or treat. Well, the biggest trick that we've ever been is having us thinking that we were free here in the land of our captivity. And the treat is knowing that we are in prison, but we have a day of release. And that day of release was given by the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. This is the true treat. Now, what our people doing today and what our people doing tonight is just absolute abominable. It's absolute confusion. You don't have to dress up to look scary. You don't have to put on makeup to look scary. The state that we are in as a people is scary enough. Yahweh said in the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, if you turn with me there. And while you turn it with me there, let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be YouTube, Facebook, or Blog Talk. For we know that the only reason why you are tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Creator. But in the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But Yahweh shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Ooh. You talk about scary. Could you imagine darkness covering the entire earth? The whole earth is covered in just straight darkness. So the whole entire world is blind. But you know what's even a scarier sight? It's that gross darkness covers the people. This is something that's gross dark, something that's perverse, perverted. It's so dark that you can see it. You can taste it. You can reach out and touch it. But you can't see nothing but darkness. You can't even see your hand in front of your face. You can't see none of that because that's gross darkness. So we don't need to celebrate the October 31st to be petrified at what we see in the streets. All we got to do is step out on any given day and be petrified at the state that we are in. And this is why we're taking you all's questions and answering them. Because a good answer comes from Yahweh. A good word comes from Yahweh. And the scriptures say that there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yah. So we try these things with putting these things to the test and taking your questions. And do we have any questions? All right. Yeah, well, like I said, Yahweh has questions, and he asked these questions to the entire nation. Because Yahweh's wisdom, understanding, and knowledge is so great that he poses questions to the entire nation. And the questions that the Most High asks are profound. The questions that the Most High asks are deep. And there's something that you must think about and must meditate on. And one of the questions that the Most High asks is located in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 30th verse. Ezekiel 18 and 30 reads, "Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith Yahweh. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, in the death of him that dieth, saith Yah. Wherefore, turn ye aside and live you." Yeah, Yahweh said, why will we die? Why will we let transgressions be our demise? Why will we let iniquity be our demise? Why will we let sin be our demise? Man, we could turn from these things and live in the sight of the Most High. But instead, we choose to go in ways that's just deathful. And our people have sought out many inventions to commit iniquity, to the point to where they said, look, serving Yahweh is just not enough. I have to serve the Most High and someone else, when Yahweh done already told us besides him, there is none else. To the point to where people rise up and say, man, I've been reading the scriptures, and you know what? I think I'm going to get out of the Sabbath day. So we just can't keep it. When the Most High said that the Sabbath day, this is the connection that shows the world that we even know the true and living Elohim. And then we have people that say, you know what? We in captivity. And we got to go work for our enemies. And we got to ask our enemies for everything. So you know what? When we get an increase, that increase belongs unto me. Yahweh don't even get his tenth no more. He don't need no offering for me, because we can't even pay this in captivity. Well, where is this a testimony? Where are these things that Israel are subscribing to testimonies? And then you have some Israelites that's just said, look, I serve Yahweh, and their last name is Israel, and they claim that they speak the true Hebrew, and they claim that they're trying to walk in the ways of Yah. Well, come to find out, they serve the man that they call Yah, and this man is dead. When the true and living Elohim said, I raise my hands to the heavens and declare I live forever. So who ways are we walking in? Who ways and whose statues are we living in? Whose judgments are we going by? Are we going by the Most High's judgments? Or are we going by our own? Are we walking in the statues of Yah? Or are we walking in our own statues? Are we serving the true and living Elohim? Or are we just speaking like we serve the true and living Elohim? And if the answer is yes to all of these questions, then this is surely iniquity that we're walking in. If we say, yeah, I want to serve this man, and I respect this man so much, I done made him the Most High, you in severe error. You say, yeah, man, I got tired of keeping the Sabbath day. I'm wanting to go off and do my own thing. You are in error. Yes, I'm withholding Yah's tithes and his offerings because I don't feel like paying them. You are in error. And if you say I'm serving something other than the Most High, you are in error. And all of these things bring death. And Yah has answered the question, well, why will you die, O house of Israel? These are things that you can turn from and instantly start benefiting from. You can start living. But why are you going in the ways of death? You're being consumed and then start complaining about being consumed. Start murmuring about being consumed. Start shedding tears about being consumed. But I done already showed you what's good. I done already showed you in the way that you should walk. And we had a discussion the other night about keeping the law. And there's a lot of Israelites that say, man, I keep the law. I keep the law. And when you speak something that they never heard, they say, man, where is that a law? But when you say it's a testimony, oh, man, that's just commentary. I want to know if it's the law. Well, there's certain characteristics that come with keeping the law. There's certain attributes that come with keeping the law. There is no way that we can keep the law and be mean. There's no way that we can keep the law and be rude. There's no way that we can keep the law, say that we're keeping the law, and just have a siri attitude towards one another. And this is a question that was posed on the internet today by someone that says that you can't even keep the law. Well, why are you worried about the attitude that someone displays towards you when you teach that we can't keep the law? But if you are keeping the law, and if you do teach that we are to keep the law, then that's just an attitude that should be with keeping the law. And I'm going to show you what attitude we should have if we're keeping the law. It's recorded in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter. And do we have any questions? In the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, and the 18th verse, it reads, where there is no vision, the people perish. That's right, where there's no vision, people perishing. People dying every day because they don't have a vision. Matter of fact, if you have a car and you're driving on the road, let your lights go out, and it's nighttime. It's pitch black. You're going to run into something, or you're going to run off of something. Why? Because where there's no vision, man, the people perish. And you have to have light to have a vision. And in order to have light, we have to have the words of Yah. So where there's no vision, we surely are perishing. But look at the latter part of this statement. It says, but he that keepeth the law, man, happy is he. So if you rule and say, man, I keep the law. If we surly and say, man, we keep the law. Well, then that's not keeping the law. It's saying keeping the law, happy is he. That means you delighted. That means you know exactly what Yahweh is requiring of you. So what's the need to be angry, upset, bothered? What is the need to say, what's the need to be perturbed by? Because you know, look, man, I'm keeping the law. And I know a lot of people are going to look at me crazy. They're going to make a lot of crazy accusations against me. They're going to say that I done lost my mind. They're going to act like I'm 14 karat crazy. But I'm happy to serve this Elohim because I know that if I'm walking in the way that most people don't see, I know that my Elohim has severed me from all the foolishness that's going on in the world. So there's just certain characteristics that we must possess if we say we're keeping the law. And what's that question?
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Him, Adiyah. Question is, God. Is the Valley of the Dry Bones happening right now, currently?
Is the Valley of the Dry Bones happening right now? Well, let's see. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. And we're going to see if the Valley of the Dry Bones are happening right now. In the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, the hand of Yah was upon me and carried me out into the spirit of Yah and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, There were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahweh, all thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yah Elohim unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Sinews upon you, and will bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, O son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith Yahweh, come from the four winds of the breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. And therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am Yahweh when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. Now, is this taking place today? Yes, it's taking place today. Because Yahweh said that he will send forth messengers. And these messengers that he will send forth will be bearing the words of Yahweh. And anytime a messenger comes in the name of Yahweh with the words of Yahweh, this is exactly what it does to an individual that don't know Yahweh. Because for when we don't know Yah and we were not serving Yah, our bones are dry just as like these bones. And when we hear the word of Yah and when we receive the word of Yah and start walking in the word of Yah, that we come alive as this great army, as it described in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. And to show you that this is exactly this is what's taking place today, turn with me, if you will, to the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 5th verse. And it reads, and now saith Yah, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Yaakov again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, ye shall be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Yaakov, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. So this thing is taking place now. Yah said, look, this is a light thing, to go speak my word to your brothers and your sister and to wake them up. It's a light thing. But what I've given you is I've given you a commission, and you're going to be a light to the whole world. And the nations that's oppressing you, they're going to come to your light. The nations that are making a servitude, that's making the profit off a servant off of you, they're going to come to your light. So this thing that I've given, this commission that I've given you to talk to just to your people, man, it's a light thing. But I have made you a light to the world. So this is taking place. This is taking place right now. Ezekiel 37 is taking place right now as I speak. Because I'm bringing the words of Yah to you. from the book that the Most High commissioned us to read from, bringing you the words of the Most High. And surely there's someone out there who feels like they dry and cut off. And the word from Yah is that gets to their ear, man, it's going to be sweet. It's going to be sweet like the honeycomb. This is what Yahweh raises up his messengers for. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. Now, if you listen to most of our people, or you listen to a good number of our people, they will say that this is not taking place anymore. They say that this thing is long gone, that there is nobody that's speaking to the valley of the dry bones. But this is far from the truth. And to show you that this is far from the truth, this is the standard that the Most High has set up in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter and the 18th verse. It reads, "And I will raise them up a prophet from amongst their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will now hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other deities, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which I have not spoken? When the prophet speaketh in the name of Yah, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yah have not spoken. But the prophet have spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him." So that's right. This is going on today. You have messengers in your midst today. They're saying, Yah put these words in my mouth. Yah put this wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in my mouth. And I'm going to establish it came from Yah. And they go right to the laws and to the testimonies of Yahweh. And this is how the valley of the dry bones, this is how the bones come together. This is how the sinews are around those bones. This is how we're able to stand. This is how wind is breathed into us. And this is how we stand and able to be a great army before Yahweh. So, yes, this is taking place. Do we have any more questions?
Praise Yah, Shalom.
Praise Almighty Yah.
Next question is, in the book of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, the 24th verse, what does it say about the first fruits? Also, will we be blessed by money? Do we tithe that increase?
Okay, first part of that question is 2 Kings, what?
4 and 24.
2 Kings 4 and 24. In the book of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, and the 24th verse, it reads, "Then she saddled an ass, and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of Elohim to Mount Carmel, and it came to pass when the man of Elohim saw her afar off that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, it is well with thee, it is well with thy husband, it is well with the child. And she answered, it is well." Now, what exactly is, before we keep reading, what exactly is any particular verse? Okay. Verse 42, okay. Verse 42, "And there came a man from Baal Shittah and brought the man of Elohim bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley and 4 ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, give unto the people that they may eat. And his servitor said, what should I set this before 100 men? And he said again, give the people that they may eat. For thus saith Yah, they shall eat and shall leave thereof. So we set it before them, and they did eat and left thereof according to the word of Yah. Now, what was the question dealing with that particular verse? Well, yeah, it's speaking of the first fruits, because it says it's the first fruit. Now, what was the second part of that question?
Are we being blessed by money? Do we tithe that increase?
Are we being blessed by money? And should we tithe the increase of our money? Yes, because it is an increase. See, the Most High knew when he cast us into captivity, the Most High said that we should plant vineyards, but our enemies will eat of it. So the increase that we got from our livestock, the increase that we got from our own fields are not available to us today. But Yahweh makes a way out, and he still blesses man with a way to make a living and be able to support his family. And a lot of that is monetary. A lot of that is money. And some people may say, well, all I see is cattle being tithed. All I see is grain being tithed. Where do you justify tithing money? Well, that's why it says to the law and to the testimonies, if they speak not according to these words, it is because there is no light in them. That's what we have these testimonies for. Let's look at a testimony that one of our forefathers, matter of fact, the father of the children of Israel, what vow did he make to the Most High? It's recorded in the book of Genesis.
Excuse me for one moment.
In the book of Genesis, the 28th chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 28th chapter, and this is speaking about Yaakov, whose name was changed to Yisrael. And the name Yisrael means as a prince who has power with Elohim and with man and has prevailed. And when he saw this vision, he made a vow to the Most High. And this was the vow that he made in Genesis, the 28th chapter, starting at the 20th verse. And it says, and Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if Elohim will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall Yahweh be my Elohim. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be Elohim's house. And all that of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. So it wasn't just money. A tenth of everything that the Most High gave to Yaakov, he gave to the Most High. Now, how can you justify keeping money and saying, well, it's not cattle, it's not grain, when our forefather said a tenth of everything he would give to the Most High? And he vowed this. And what did Yahweh do? He delivered Yaakov. He was with him. He did give him bread to eat and raiment to put on. And do you read that he didn't pay his tenth? Do you read that he just was like, well, the cattle wasn't fat, so I'm just not going to pay Yah his? No. He said a tenth of all, and that's what he gave. And this is what Yahweh has made the indictment on us today and said. Look at Malachi, the third chapter. If you turn with me there. And in the book of Malachi, the third chapter, Yahweh is making an indictment. Whole nation of Israel. Not just you, not just me, not just one of my other brothers and sisters. He's making an indictment on the whole nation. And look at what Yahweh says. He says in verse 7, Malachi 3 and verse 7 reads, "Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith Yah of hosts." But she said, "Wherein shall we return?" So Yah said, even from the days of our fathers, we have broken away from Yahweh's order. We broke away from Yahweh's ordinances. Not that we did without the consent of the Most High. Even when we ate flesh, we had to bring the flesh by the tabernacle door. So we brought everything to the Most High. Now we get in captivity and say, well, we can't give Yahweh nothing because we don't have land. We don't have grain. We don't have cattle. And Yahweh said, look, from the days of your fathers have you turned from me. But if you turn back to me, I will return unto you. And the nation is saying, well, how do we return? And look at what Yahweh said in verse 8. Will a man rob Elohim? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, when have we robbed thee? That's what we're saying. Where I robbed you at, y'all? I didn't rob you. I read what the tithes were. They were just cattle. They were just grains. I don't have no fruit trees. So I don't have no first fruits to bring to you. But look at how Yahweh answered and on how he robbed them. He says, in tithes and offerings. And Yah said, ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring you all the tithes, not the tithes of the third year, not the grain, not just the tithes of your first fruits. Yahweh said, bring all your tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith Yah of hosts, if I will not open you the window of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there should not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith Yah of hosts. Yahweh said, look, bring the tithes into the storehouse, because the tenth don't belong unto us. The tenth is holy. The tenth belongs unto Yahweh. And Yahweh said, bring the tithes into the storehouse so that there may be meat in my house. So it's not our responsibility to issue out Yah's tenth and say, well, I will feed who I think is hungry. I'm going to clothe who I think should be clothed. Yo, no, Yahweh said, bring the tithes into his storehouse so Yahweh can get the honor. Yahweh can get the glory. Yahweh can get the... Because this is the ordinance that Yahweh has set up for us to bring our tithes and offering into the storehouse. And there is a tithe that we can bind up and turn into money. But yeah, we bring a tithe of all. This is what Yah co-vowed. This is what Yahweh said, commanded us to do. And if it was good enough for Yah code, it's good enough for me. Because who did Yahweh identify himself? He says, I am Yahweh Elohim. The Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That is my name, and this is my memorial forever. So obviously what these men did was honorable in the eyes of the Most High. So if that's what they did Abraham pay tithes? Yes. Was he in the land? No. Did Isaac pay tithes? Yes. Did Yaakov pay tithes? We just read about he paid tithes. And it's not because we say so, it's because Yah say so. Yeah. Do we have any more questions? No more? All right. And these are all poignant questions because all of these are connected to keeping the laws of the Most High. And if we keep the laws of the Most High, we wouldn't be consumed like we're being consumed. We wouldn't be oppressed like we're being oppressed. We wouldn't be vexed like we're being vexed. We wouldn't be in a perpetual state of chaos like we are today if we were going by the law of Yahweh. And to prove this, Yahweh said this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. And to prove that we pay tithes, the Most High said, look into the rock from which you are hewn. Look into the hole of the pit from which you are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father. And look unto Sarah that bare you. And Abraham paid tithes. Now, what tithes did he pay? Did he pay the third year tithes? Did he bind up the tithes and take it to Jerusalem? Like, no, he didn't know anything about that. He just paid tithes because he knew that I have to give Yahweh something. And he knew the ordinances of Yah. And he knew that the tenth is holy, belongs unto Yah. The only people that's confused today are us. We're the only one that's confused. We think everything belongs unto us. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, and the 15th verse. It's starting to become one of my favorite verses in the scriptures because a lot of people are saying, man, we in captivity, and it's just not fair. We in captivity being oppressed. Man, I can't believe that Negroes would come out of their mouth and say slavery was a choice. And, man, we going through so much oppression and hell because of this man's comment. He's making it hot for us. No, he's not. We making it hot for us by not keeping the laws of Yahweh. And when we not keeping the laws of Yahweh, then we choosing death. And we being consumed by the choices that we make. And this is why Yah is saying, well, why would you die? All you got to do is return unto me. But look at what it says in Deuteronomy 30 and 15. It says, see, I have set before thee this day, life and good, death and evil, and that I commanded thee this day to love Yahweh thy Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and Yahweh your Elohim shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other deities, and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. That's right. So why will we die? Yahweh gave us an open book test. He said, look, I set before you blessings and curses, life and death. And the reason why Yahweh set it before us is because when our father, Adam and Hawa, ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that's been something that's been plaguing us ever since. Because since we have knowledge of wisdom and good, then we got the wisdom and knowledge of evil as well. And now these are choices. And these are the choices that's before us today. Blessings and good or curses and evil. And we choose the curses and evil and wonder why we're being consumed. Well, Yahweh said, I said before you, life and death. I said this before you. So don't choose death and then wonder why you're being consumed. I told you I said before you life and death. And Yahweh just made it even more explicit and said, look, choose life. He gave you the answer to the test. He said, look, choose life. Choose my way. I guarantee you if you choose my way, you won't fail. I guarantee you if you choose my way, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be your shield. I'm going to be your power. I'm going to be your strength. Walk in my ways. Just choose life. Otherwise, you're going to be consumed. And why would you die? Do we have any questions? All right. Well, the question is still standing to our people that believe in all type of doctrines. What ways are we going by? Since we just read this Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, what ways are we going by? Because any ways that we are going by, we should immediately be able to point to it and say, this is life. This is the way of Yah. We should be able to go to it and say, this is the way Yahweh said to choose, so this is where I'm going. Now, if we are going by ways that we can't establish through Yahweh's laws and testimonies, then you know that it's not a way of life. I know it's a lot of our people that want to tell you, you can't just speak by the words of Yah. You have to break it down through other people's books and philosophies so the people can get it. Well, there's nothing difficult about the ways of Yah. Look at how simple, look at how easy the words of Yah are. In the book of Psalms, the 19th chapter. Now, yes, there are indeed some things that Yah has that has to be broken down once Yah has revealed it to his servant. But to keep these laws, they're not difficult to understand at all. In the book of Psalms, the 19th division and the 7th verse, it reads that the law of Yahweh is perfect. It's converted the soul. And the testimonies of Yah is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yah is clean, enduring forever, and the judgments of Yah are true and righteous altogether. That's right. The law of Yahweh is simple, and it converts the soul. The testimonies of Yah are sure, and it makes wise the simple. So this is what the testimonies of Yahweh do. What's so difficult about thou shalt not murder? What's so difficult about thou shalt have no other Elohims before me? What's difficult about love thy neighbor as you love thyself? What's so difficult about remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? What's so difficult about pay your tithes and your offerings? What's so difficult? No, the only difficulties is that we've been taught the ways of heathens. And we've been taught to walk in ways that's perverse to the Most High. So when we compare what we've been taught to what Yah has been is what Yah is saying, it becomes confusion only because we're going by the ways that man have taught us. But if we go by the ways of Yah, these ways are not difficult at all. Yahweh say don't eat swine, so you know what that means? Don't eat swine. Yahweh says light represents day and darkness represents light. You know what that means? When it's dark outside, then that means it's night. Yahweh said that besides me there is none else. So do that mean I can come up with some little man who done said that I'm the only begotten son of the Most High, or I am the Most High, and you don't got no signs, you don't got no laws, you don't got no testimonies, you don't got no works? I'm supposed to believe you because you got on a nice garment, because your beard look nice, because you got veins pumping through your knuckles and you look like you can fight? No. These things have to be established because everything Yahweh do is established. And this is the problem. This is why we are being consumed even to this day, because we're going by ways that are not established by Yahweh. Do we have any questions yet?
Praise Yah, hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Question is, where in the scriptures are we instructed to change our names?
Where are we instructed in the scriptures to change our name. Good question. And I'm trying to think on how to answer it. Because in the wording, it's where are we instructed. Well, there's nowhere in the scriptures that I could think of where Yahweh says you must change your name. That's a commandment of you. There is a commandment if you strive to be righteous that you take your name back. Now, that is a command. And let me show you two testimonies. Well, let me show you a few scriptures dealing with that. If you turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter. And know that's Genesis, the 17th chapter. In Genesis, the 17th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, "And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, Yahweh appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and Elohim talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee." So the first place that we see where a name was changed, we didn't see Abraham change his name. Yahweh changed his name. Yahweh told Abram that your name is no longer Abram, but Abraham. Because why? He promoted Abraham. And when you take your name back, that's a promotion. That's letting the world know that I'm no longer acknowledging my slave name. I'm not attached to a man. I'm attached to my Elohim. This name Abraham came directly from Yahweh. And our name comes directly from Yahweh. The second testimony is in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, the 32nd chapter. And in the book of Genesis, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 24th verse. And it reads, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with Elohim and with men, and hast prevailed." So yes, if you want a blessing, and if you want a more direct relationship with the Most High, then you would take your name back. Because why would you have your slave owner's name upon you? You're not a servant of them. You a servant of Yahweh. You're not a Smith or a Jones or a Johnson. You a servant of Yahweh. So it's time to proclaim to the world that you a servant of Yah. And to prove that, turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. You want to know why so much violence in the street amongst our people? You want to know why so much chaos in the streets amongst our people? It's because our people don't know the value of a name. But even people in the street know. If there's a certain type of disrespect, they say, man, that's my name is on that. And where you think they get that from? They get that from the inspiration of the Most High. Because wisdom lets you know that a good name is to be chosen above much fine silver and gold and rubies. So a good name carries weight. A good name will get you honor. A good name will have people saying, man, I heard about you. So I know you, sir, that you will live in Elohim. I heard about you. I see how you walk. I see how you are with your family. I know that you carry the name of the Most High upon you because the things that you do are just holy. So you really want to acknowledge and want to be blessed. You want to show that you have a relationship with your Creator. Then you will be inspired to take your name back. And this is what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. I'm going to read at the third verse. Start reading at the third verse. For I will pour. Well, let me start at the second verse. Well, let me start at the very first verse so we can get a good listen of this. It says, Yet now, hear, O Yaakov, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith Yah, that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Yaakov, my servant, O thou and thou, Yeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and flood upon the dry ground. And I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as amongst the grass, as willows by the watercourses. And one shall say, I am Yah's, and another shall call himself by the name of Yaakov, and another shall subscribe with his name unto Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel. So that's when I said the Most High does a command you to take your name back. But if you were serving the Yah and you were inspired by Yah and you have the spirit of Yah upon you, that's one of the first things you're going to do is take your name back. And surname is your last name. So you could change if you're in love with your heathen name and just want to be called by the name of Israel, you can do that. Or you can do what I did and a lot of my brothers and sisters have did. And change out the whole name and take your whole name back. Because we need all these blessings. We need all that. We need all the favor from Yahweh we can get. We need all the spirit of Yah upon us that we can maintain. And to do that, you're going to take your name back. If you're inspired and you got the spirit of Yahweh upon you, oh, you're going to take your name back. Because you're going to know that it's not a shame to be called by the name of Israel. It's a shame to be called outside of Israel and be called by the name of your enemies and by your heathens. Because there is no delight in that. There's no honor in that. That's a disrespect and that's a disregard. So if you want honor, you want blessings, and you want power, then you get your name back. And that's the name of Israel. Do we have any other questions?
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Yah is righteous.
Yah is righteous.
Yah is holy.
And Yah is holy.
And let Yahweh be magnified.
And let Yahweh be magnified.
Excellent, teacher. Next question is, on a Shabbat day, when you have little ones, is it against the law for them to watch Bible stories such as the Ten Commandments or the story of Yosef?
Is it against the law? No, it's not against law. Because you still, the best educator is the parent. So you definitely want to sit your children down and praise Yahweh with them. all day long as much as you possibly can. You want to make sure that they're not getting their education from cartoons, even if they're biblical cartoons. You want to make sure that you're teaching them. You want to make sure that you invoke the name of Yah in them. You want to make sure that they're filled with the testimonies of Yahweh. But there's nothing against the law about watching these things as long as you're explaining these things to them and you breaking down the words of Yah to them and instructing them in the ways of Yah to them. To show a testimony of that, if you turn with me to the book of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. In the book of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. Now, this particular chapter is speaking about the day of blowing. But the day of blowing is a Shabbat. And the standard of the Shabbat has already been set by the Most High. We don't speak our own words or do our own pleasures. The Sabbath is a delight. It's the holy of Yah. It's honorable. So we honor Yah. So that's the standard. 6 days shall we labor and do all our work, but the seventh day is the Shabbat unto Yahweh our Elohim. That's the standard. So in the book of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, it says, and all the people, in the very first verse, it says, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which Yah had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning unto midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. So, yeah, it says that the book of the law was read unto those that were, to the men and the women, and all that could hear and understand. And we know that children can get rambunctious, and they can get energetic, and they can run around, and all they want to do is just play. It may be harder to catch their attention and the sanctuary. So, yes, if you do give them a little coloring book with people from the scriptures and have them coloring that or watching cartoons, that's acceptable. But as long as you're explaining to them the laws and testimonies of the Most High, as it states in the book of Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter, the fourth verse, it says we should. Well, let me read it. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter. In Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter, and the fourth verse, it reads, hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim is one Yah, and thou shalt love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for signs upon thy hands, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on the gates. And it shall be, when Yahweh thy Elohim shall have brought thee into the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob to give thee, great and goodly cities which thou buildest not. So yeah, so this is why. At all times to your children. And you got them bounded upon your hand, bounded upon your neck, as frontless between your eyes. They on your doorpost. So the children can get a good understanding We serve Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Elohim that brought forth the children of Egypt, Israel out of the house of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Yahweh is our Savior, our Redeemer, and the Lawgiver. So they know these things because they're being taught these things repeatedly all day, even at night. So now they got something to meditate on when they sleep about the works of Yah. So no, it's not against the law for them to do that, just as long as we on top of our children and teaching them the ways of Yah. Any more questions? No other questions right now? Well, turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 6th chapter. Because the only reason why we are the only reason why we are consumed today, the only reason why we die today, is all because of sin. That's the reason why we die today. Yahweh said that, Yahweh told our forefather Adam and Hawa, he said, you can eat of any tree except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in that day ye shall surely die. And they ate of the tree. And that's when death was introduced to the world. So anytime we break the law, or anytime we transgress against the law, anytime we commit iniquity against Yah's word, we are putting ourselves in imminent death. And this is what happened. And this is what Yahweh said in the book of Genesis, the 6th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. In Genesis 6 and 1, it reads, and it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of Elohim saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And Yah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. That's right. Because Yah's sons and daughters start mingling with the sons of men, the daughters of men, and it was a bunch of corruption start taking place. And Yahweh seen this and said, man, my spirit will not always strive with man. Because that's my spirit that you out there cutting up with. That's my spirit you acting a fool with. And this is what's happening today. We running around the world making all type of errors and committing all type of iniquities with the spirit of Yahweh in us. And Yah said, look, my spirit not going to always strive with you. Man, you nothing but flesh. And from that and that moment again, life was significantly cut down to 120 years. Now it's cut down. Now if we make it past 65, we doing good. We look at 120 years like that's pretty good. Not when Yahweh designed us to live forever. All we have to do is be obedient to the words of Yah. And we will live forever. It says this in the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter. And do we have any more questions? All right. Proverbs, the 12th chapter, excuse me. In the book of Proverbs, the 12th chapter, and in the 28th verse, it reads, Proverbs 12 and 28 reads, in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof, there is no death. That's right. In the way of righteousness is life. And this is what Yahweh requires of us, is to seek after righteousness, is to be righteous. These things are good. And in following this path, man, there is no death. In keeping the law, there is no death. In following Yah, in walking in all the ways of Yah, there is no death. Everything that's obedient to the Most High is living even unto this very day. The heavens exist because it's obedient to the words of Yah. The earth still exists because it's obedient to the words of Yah. The sun, moon, and stars are existing because they are obedient to Yah. And you know why they're existing and why we're dying? It's because they keep the laws of Yah. They keep the words of Yah. And we don't. And this is why we're consumed unto this day. That's why Yahweh commands us to eat this roll. Eat the roll and ingest it. Put it in our bowels so that we may live. So we can speak goodly words. So we can speak righteous words. So we can walk in the righteous way. But when we don't eat this roll, or when we eat a piece of this roll, or we have it as a side biscuit to this plate of wickedness that we're eating from, this is what takes place in Proverbs, the 18th division. In Proverbs 18 and 21, it reads that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That's right. So if all we want to do is snack on death, then guess what type of fruit we're going to eat from it? That's right, death. Because it's in the power of the tongue. And a lot of our people say, man, I'm not going to go to the Most High call me. Oh, no, you can go whenever you speak it into existence. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Don't forget that Yahweh said that you are Elohim's, but you should die the death of men. You see, Yahweh's angels don't have an expiration date on when they die. Why? Because they are obedient to the Most High. Now, the Most High still charges his angels with folly, but he didn't say he charges them with iniquity. And all these mythological stories that you hear about, a war in heaven broke out, and angels, rogue angels, went to go smite God and take him off the... That's a bunch of mythology, a bunch of folklore, a bunch of nonsense. That's all it is a bunch of fiction. That's all it is. Everything that stays in the order of Yah lives. And in the ways of righteousness, man, there is no death. There is no death. And all the righteous men that have perished off of this earth, man, as Yahweh liveth, they'll be back. You don't think that the righteous will see Abraham again? Sarah again? Isaac? Jacob again? You don't think that these men won't stand to live in Yahweh's sight? Is anything too hard for the Most High? Absolutely not. That's why if you go perish, you want to die the death of the righteous so that you'll be back. You got people that say, man, we live by YOLO. You only live once. Yeah, you only live once if you plan on being wicked. Yes, you only are going to live once. But if you stand by the words of Yah, Yahweh's words is life to you. We have a question? Turn with me to the book of Micah, the 6th chapter. In the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, and the 8th verse. It reads, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does Yahweh require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. Yeah, so we want to know what's the way that's good in the eyes of the Most High. Man, he done told you what ways is good. You got to do justly, which means you have to be righteous. And you have to love mercy. And walk humbly with your Elohim. That's right. Why is it important to walk humbly with Elohim? That's so we don't get proud and lift up our heads. You say, man, you better be glad I showed you some mercy. Now you can say, man, praise Yah for his mercy. I'm able to extend it to you. Because Yahweh gets all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. In all of our ways, we acknowledge the Most High. When we're doing wicked, we got to acknowledge the Most High so that we can turn from it. When we're doing something right, it's not a time to boast. It's to acknowledge the Most High for giving us righteous ways to walk in. Because we could still be in darkness. We could still be in gross darkness. We could still be asleep. We could still be, our bones still could be dry. And we could still not have wind in us. But it's only through the mercy of the Most High. So how could we not walk humbly with our Elohim? Because these are the ways of life. And why would we walk in a way that's any other way? Because any other way is death. Do we have any other questions? No other questions? Well, praise the mighty Yah. Remember that you are the servants of the Most High. And Yahweh has a commission for us all. And that's to keep his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments. To keep his laws and testimonies. Because all of these are the ways of life. And when we forsake Yah and we forsake his ways, then we forsake life. And we get consumed. This is why Yahweh is commanding us to gather ourselves. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness so it may be we should be here in the day of Yah's anger. This is why Yahweh is saying, seek me early while I may be found. Because Yahweh is constantly letting us know by saying he wakes up his messengers and send them early to the people. So that we don't be consumed, so that we won't perish, so that we won't die. Because why will ye die and you serve the true and living Elohim? So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you. And so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy. Oh yeah.
before he slides you in the feet. Come on. Come on. One, two, one. Yeah.